Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this programme, we look at the career of Donald Cammell, the director who created the 60s classic Performance. I hope you enjoy the show. If I mention the film Performance, most people will bring to mind the director Nick Rogue as being the creator of this highly influential work of modern British cinema. Although the film bears Rogue's distinctive style, it was actually the creation of Donald Cammell, a writer, director and artist from Scotland who sadly blew his brains out in Hollywood in 1996 after his final film had been re-edited by the distributor. Donald Cammell was born in Edinburgh in 1934. His father was a poet and journalist and had written books on Byron, Rossetti and Aleister Crowley. Donald was a child artist prodigy and won a scholarship to the Royal Academy when he was 16. He studied in Florence with Anigoni and became a society portrait painter in London while still a teenager. Then the swinging 60s happened and he became a pivotal figure in London, where pop stars, gangsters, artists and filmmakers mixed with the wealthy Chelsea set. He had a brief marriage to actress Maria Antipas before moving to Paris, where he set up a studio. He made frequent trips to London, where he became interested in film. His brother David formed a company in London making ads and short films, and together they consumed a passion for avant-garde cinema. He had a brief role in Eric Rohmer's La Collectionneuse, playing a stranger who asks for directions to the sea.
When I go away, I like to send a postcard. When I go away, I like to send a postcard home. I got an insect bite
in my leg,
sleeping on the beach last night. Had to have an injection, but I think it's all right now. Johnny paid the bill, the doctor said that I'd be ill if I didn't have a treatment. Now we're broke, so thought I'd drop you a line.
The two brothers wrote a screenplay called The Touchables about a pop star who is kidnapped by female fans. Ian Lafrenne rewrote their script, and the result was directed by Robert Freeman, and it remains a period piece of the times.
We've got to find a place to be on our own. The wind from somewhere east will take us back home. Our destination doesn't know, we just go. There is another day when he will be gone. Until that time will come, we'll just carry on. Makes no conversation.
Donald then wrote a script with Harry Brown Jr. called Duffy, starring James Coburn, James Mason and James Fox, about a young man plotting to rob his tycoon father. It was directed by Robert Parrish, but Donald wasn't pleased with the resulting film, feeling it had blunted the script's edge and made the character shallow. There was only one way forward. He would have to take charge and begin directing himself.
Here I am in my Sunday best. Now you may think that I look a mess, but I don't believe in getting overdressed. As long as I'm neat inside, I'm satisfied. Now I don't want you to get me wrong, I've got no notion to come on strong. My big ambition's just to get along. I figure if I ain't died, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Thank you. So if you got mountains you wanna move, that kind of action just ain't my groove. There's nothing special that I'm trying to prove. If it's no skin off my hide, I'm satisfied. So let's hang loose and lay it on the line. Just do your thing, baby, and I'll do mine. And any trip we take will suit me just fine, as long as I can dig the ride. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
His script for performance was picked up by Seven Arts Warners, and Nick Rogue was brought on board to co-direct. But it was Camel's film. His influence on the casting is obvious, with his friends Anita Pallenberg, James Fox and Michel Breton involved, together with Mick Jagger. David, his brother, became associate producer. Seven Arts thought they'd be getting a Hard Day's Night type of rock film and were so shocked by what they got that they delayed its release for 2 years. Drugs, sex and violence were shown in abundance, and the film is still potent even today. Its portrayal of the change of identities between Jagger and Fox's characters is masterful. 'Curiously, Nick Rogue garnered all the praise for performance, and Camel was rarely interviewed, but his reputation had been assured by the film's notoriety, and he became more involved in America's film industry. He moved to New York and then Los Angeles, developing scripts and writing treatments. His chance to direct again came when he was offered Demon Seed by MGM when Brian De Palma passed on it. It was based on a Dean R. Koontz novel about a computer that becomes obsessed with its creator's wife, played by Julie Christie. It's an original idea, and Camel does a good job of combining horror with sci-fi. It could very easily have gone wrong and is grossly underrated. Jerry Fielding provided a futuristic score, and the film features the Bricklin SV-1, an ahead-of-its-time car that was only in production for 3 years. Camel got married in 1978 to China Kong, the 18-year-old daughter of one of Marlon Brando's lovers. Camel and Brando had known each other since the 50s and had remained friends. Demon Seed's lack of box office success left Camel with no directing jobs, and he next co-wrote Tilt with director Rudy Durand, a drama about a pinball wizard girl played by a 13-year-old Brooke Shields.
And
Marlon Brando got in touch and wanted Camel to prepare a film called Fantan to be filmed on his Tahitian island. Camel wrote the script and then turned it into a novel which his brother David published in line to exploit the film when it came out. True to form, Brando's interest in the project waned and Donald was left again without work. He made several pop promos, including several for U2, one of which was Pride. And one for the Hooters, All You Zombies. He began writing with his wife China, and their first script together was White of the Eye, a thriller which perfectly predicted the serial killer movie boom. David Keith plays a hi-fi specialist in a desert community who is implicated when a series of local women are brutally murdered. The film was due to be given an X rating when Brando stepped in to plead for an R rating, saying, "If a filmmaker of this order and subtlety and taste is not encouraged, what hope have we?" Again, the film failed at the box office.
Yeah.
Brando called Camel again, this time with a request for him to write Jericho, an action thriller in which Brando was to play a CIA man blackmailed into one last mission. Camel couldn't say no. Elliot Katzner paid Brando $3 million up front, but just days before shooting was due to begin, Brando pulled out, saying he couldn't get insurance. Katzner went bankrupt. Donald came close to directing Bad Influence, RoboCop 2, and Pretty Woman, but his career seemed to be jinxed until in 1994 his script for Wild Side with China, his wife, was picked up by New Image. Christopher Walken was cast as the international money mover with an unsatisfied sexual appetite. Joan Chen played Walken's wife, and Anne Hesch also starred. New Image couldn't handle Camel's two-hour-long edit and re-edited the film, and the result was released to cable and video and sank without a trace. Camel was devastated and put a shotgun to his head. Even that went wrong and didn't kill him immediately. The emergency services couldn't find the address of his house, and he died 45 minutes later. His wife said those 45 minutes were the most lucid she had ever known him to be. Before he died, he was involved in one of many rewrites for RPM, a comedy about the theft of a prototype car. Before his death, he had also written 33 with his wife and Drew Hammond about a journalist in Istanbul who becomes trapped in a heroin king's hideout. Another script, The Cull, about a golf veteran who plans to reveal secrets about chemical weapons, also came close to being made. A year later, in 1997, the same company released Camel's original edit of Wild Side, reason being that Anne Hesh's lover had come out of the closet. Donald Camel was one of the most innovative, creative writer-directors to come out of the UK. Yet his life was full of bad luck, and his career never manifested his talents. He left us with just 4 feature films, all of which were ahead of their time. Try to see them, you won't be disappointed.
Once you go down, you'll always come around. Chicana Latina women are the best in town. Not only are they fine, but they'll stand by your side. Cause they know it's all about the puro brown pride. Even vatos in the pen. Of vainitas, carnalitas, señoritas, and even the jefitas, en Uruguay de las mujeres, en la raza son tan firmes, man, yo quiero un trago, so bartender, beer, man, then I'll go dance with the pretty ass man, and she'll be shaking her culote, to oye como va, yeah, it's a funky Latin mix, never heard before on a compact disc, so get up and dance with your jaina loquillo, ain't nothing but a party, ain't no time to get torcido, the raza's into having a firme good time, party on to the early morn, red, red wine.
Oye, morena, qué buena te ves.
Morenita, morena.
Oye, morena, qué bueno traes.
Te miras tan tremenda.
Oye, morena, qué buena te ves.
Morenita, morena.
Oye, morena, qué bueno traes.
I like the flavor I'm mixing, the congas I'm kicking. Say what's up to all my homies out there. Always tripping, the razas in the chante, kikeando, bailando. Yo soy un cantante, rapeando con un tango. I know I say morena every time I'm busting rapas. Yet I also know some güeras who can look very guapas. To me, a morenita is a spark to start my fire. I get shivers down my spine when she's fulfilling my desire. 94, I'm into funky Latin flavor. I'm just a vato with the message, I ain't trying to be no sello. Throw your manos in the aire, specialitos from the valle. The razas in the chante being heard all year. Throw your manos in the aire, specialitos from the valle. The raza's in the chat, they're being heard all year.
Oye, morena, qué buena te ves.
Morenita, morena.
Oye, morena, qué bueno traes.
Te miro esta tremenda.
Oye, morena, qué buena te ves.
Morenita, morena.
Oye, morena, qué bueno traes. Oye, morena, qué buena te ves.
Morenita, morena. It's a must that I stop and dedicate a rhyme for a singer, cause I bump all his tape. His name was Ralphie Bagan. Homeboy had it going on. He had the flavor I'm using in this funky Latin song. El era un cubano, but to me he was down. A Latino who sang firme for all the brown. So oye morena, I wanna make it with you. You know I love you, baby. Oh yes I do. Boulevard just singing with a touch of Latin, so you can't stop the sound of this, the brownness on the microphone. And everybody say, and everybody say, and everybody say, yeah.
Oye, morena.